Hold on, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Huh. When Young Funny gets together, no matter which one of us it is, it's always a good time. Here's Geneva Joy, First Lady of Young Funny. Bingo the way we go. Y'all stay safe out there. Listen up and enjoy these words. Black Lives Matter. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram, maniacalmenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Yeah, it is that bullshit. You ready? Mm-hmm. How you feeling? What is that? What is that? You just gave me a look. I don't know.
I didn't have nothing to say. I was...
Okay. Well, what's up? Boom, back again, goddammit, with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing a Dream. And I am your host of Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Said the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback, and I'm here today with my sister, goddammit, when it comes to this comedy thing, man, is the road dog. She's out here doing her due diligence when it comes to this entrepreneurial status. Geneva Joy.
Hey, how are y'all?
Oh,
I was saying y'all, everybody, and then it got mixed up.
Fuck it. It doesn't matter.
Listen, it's my morning.
This is, I mean, it's two. It's two.
LA time.
Okay. LA time. LA time is 12. But either or, it's good that because, you know, you are living the life of a dream chaser. You don't have to wake up.
I keep trying to tell these hoes that. You'd be surprised how many comedians have an issue with the fact that my self-employed self don't wake up at 6:30 in the morning.
So many have an issue. It's like,
I think they jealous because first of all, we go do these shows.
Yeah.
Average show might start at 8 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you deliver a joke, and this is something I need non-comedians to understand, something I didn't understand before I really started doing it either. Uh-huh. Like, you got to put energy on that stage.
Yes.
Even those of us who act like we're just being on stage, it takes a level of energy to do it
your
right.
Your mentality has to be there.
Right? And when you do that, you're hyped up afterwards. And again, we're not bouncing off the walls.
No.
But you can't just go on stage, deliver a good set, and then just go lay down. Like,
no.
you're pumped a little bit inside. Yeah. You have, like, adrenaline going on. So, like, even if your show is over at, like, 9:30, 10, or even if you're up there just 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it take a while to come down from that.
You still got everybody in the audience, their energy that they also bring towards the stage, because you feel that. It matters if you're bombing or if you're fucking doing real well. You still take other people's...
Oh, if you're bombing, you're not sleeping at night.
No.
At
oh, no.
You're not sleeping. You're sleeping at 6 in the morning.
Terrible times. Yeah, like, especially to go through, because, oh, man. And it's so weird when you do bomb, and it's like, why do this again? Why do I do this? Just for that one factor that,
you start thinking,
it went
maybe
well.
You're supposed to be on the shirt bus and you didn't know?
Yeah. It's like the things that I think about is not the things that these people think about. And it seems like these people are actually trying to teach something. And I'm not teaching anything. I'm just going to bring something silly that I find it could be a lesson to some people. But it's not nothing that should be taught. But still. Yeah.
So the whole point is, like, even if the show's over 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm not falling asleep until about 1 or 2. Because not to mention you still got to get home from shows.
Yeah.
Probably got other stuff you got to do. You got email. You got stuff to do.
Yeah.
And then you go to sleep.
Yeah. What is...
So how I'm going to sleep 1, 2, waking up 6? That's y'all can kill yourselves. I ain't fit to kill me. I ain't got nowhere to be until 7 o'clock the next day. I'm asleep till I want to sleep.
That is the perks of chasing your dreams and being your own entrepreneur and self-employed, which I am.
I don't have a retirement fund, but I'm good.
That is, see, you've been making it. You've been in this nice house since I've been knowing you. Since
it looked nice.
It is. Fuck what you're talking about compared to where I had to live for the last 9 months. All right, this is goddamn. It's nice. It's a place you can come and fucking be home. You know, like you don't get that when you go out trying to chase this dream. Because basically, every time you go out trying to chase this dream, you starting all the way to fuck over again. Because especially most motherfuckers, most motherfuckers don't know you. And for me right now, not being established in one area, I'm bouncing around. So it's good that I do know certain people. But in other places, they like, man, who this little nigga is? And then when you get on stage, you're like, oh, hey, you come see what we got in the back door. Like, look. This is where all the shit happens. Since you can be part of the team now, because we've trusted that you're funny. Because that's what we got to do. We got to go out here and make it known.
Comedians are so hard to please.
Oh my god!
Like this guy you're not supposed to mention it. I was talking to this guy online.
Yeah.
He said everybody always critical of Tyler Perry. So my response to somebody posted something about his latest movie was like, and it was a comedian. I'm like, first of all, we're not in his arena. That's some Benny Brene Oprah knees for being on a level with somebody.
Uh-huh.
So none of us are in his arena.
No.
Also, whether you like what he does or not, whether you think it's good quality quotes or not,
mm-hmm.
The proof is in his success.
Yeah, he's made his own lane and he is killing in it.
Like, you have people who pay to go to see his movies. Enough people watch his movies and enjoy his movies that networks are paying him to produce more movies.
And before it was like, movies, there was plays. It was the plays that they was going to.
You really can't knock him for it.
Mm-mm.
You can say you personally don't like it, but even I think that's people just trying to be bougie.
Yeah, because they see somebody being happy, and this is cancel culture. Like, people don't want people to be happy nowadays.
I feel like people are just being bougie because the same people who expect Martin Scorsese type films out of Tyler Perry are the same people who like mumble rap. And I'm all like, so when do we get a bar? When do we get a standard here?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, we understand where fucking Tyler Perry had to come from. Because, I mean, I think it's... I noticed what you've been talking about. You know how... I don't know what movie it is, but I've been seeing it circulate on fucking the internet that people's like, oh, such and such is going on, terrible acting, but a good movie still. Or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
How is that? How is a terrible acting good movie?
I have no idea.
So everybody says different. So right now they're picking on the fact that like an extra background extra did some weird stuff and you see it.
Yeah.
And then there was like a wig change that they didn't catch. People still watch Ben-Hur and Charlton Heston had a watch on and he's supposed to be one of the Pharaoh's army in the Bible.
Oh,
he had
a watch on.
Like,
I didn't even notice.
People mess up in movies all the time. Like, but people hold Tyler Perry to this unbelievable standard. And I just really think it's like the black...
That's the king of lace fronts.
I can't quite say middle class. Right there. It's the...
Lace fronts with the mic in it. So I couldn't stand that shit, son. The lace fronts with the mic in it that Tyler Perry always had. I was like, is that a mole?
Oh, that's for stage.
I know.
That's for stage.
You could always do something different, though.
No. Even operas, you see that. It's just so... I would explain the lace front with the mic.
Please. It bothered the fuck out of me.
It's for stage. They mic you like that on stage quite often. But since Tyler Perry is hustler enough to take those stage plays, film them, and sell them, you get to see the stage see the stage up close in a way people normally don't.
Oh,
so if you went to an opera and you got to see one of them backstage, you would see that mic if you got close enough to them.
Yeah.
But you normally don't get that close to them. But he was like, you know what? Film this
right.
And put it on the streets. That's why you
Since
get to see
everybody like coming to see my plays, I'm going to get it out there to everybody that can't come see my plays.
Yeah.
And
so like that's just so he just ignores the fact that that's there because people want to see the play.
That's like a birthmark.
I used to have really good vision when I was younger, and we would go to plays, and I could see the mics. I could see them.
It would bother you a little bit. Would it bother you?
I mean, I knew what it was, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be able to see it.
Oh, like stage magic and shit. Like,
yeah.
Hey, we gonna tell y'all the trick, but the people at home don't know the trick.
Like for instance, stage makeup is horrible. Like, if you see somebody up close with their stage makeup on, it's frightening. But from where you're sitting with the lights, it looks like a normal person, normal face. The stage makeup. That's why drag queens' makeup is so extreme.
It is.
A lot of them learn from the theater.
The contour.
And then they're trying to make it seem, so they're kind of trying to tone down theater makeup. So like even you, like even like when you blow up, you do your first real theater set, they're gonna put makeup on you and you're gonna feel like an idiot when you look in the mirror in the trailer.
A little bit.
But when you're on stage, it's gonna look like your face.
Huh.
Because of all the lights and the distance and shit like that. Like they have to do, sorry, I don't know, I'm supposed to curse. They have to give you brows and lashes.
Please get filthy if you like.
Yeah, okay, well, it doesn't make
sense.
I've been practicing not cursing on stage. I want to do cruise ships.
Yeah, that's a factor to do. But do you curse in front of your parents?
No.
Or do you curse? See, just do that. Pretend like you're in front of your parents. Like I was that kid that when I was growing up, I was the one that parents would love to have around. It was like, oh, we like him. He's good. He's not a foul mouth and he's respectful. You know, all of my other friends were, like, real mean.
They didn't know you had the drugs?
I didn't have the drugs back then. Okay. Back then, this was before I did the drugs. So, but they I was always respectful because that's how I was raised. And, you know, but my other friends, it was like, oh, no, you're a foul mouth motherfucker. We don't deal with that.
Yeah, if a child curses in front of me, I will pop them in the neck. I don't care who they are.
And see, that's what I understood. I was like, I know I'm not supposed to be, like, being rude and, you know, fucking with the foul mouth in front of adults and shit. So that's how I always presented myself, especially when I came to, like, if kids were going to be at a...
Anybody older than me, I feel weird cursing in front of, like,
really?
My personal
team. Oh, yeah. Just because I do feel, because that person's got a lot more wisdom than I do, so there's no need for me to, I guess, pop off or you don't need to hear this youngness coming out of my mouth for no reason.
I have a cousin who is, I feel like when I was like 13, she maybe was like 20, maybe not quite. I think she might just be, I don't think she's as old as me now, I think, but whatever. I was walking with her one day, she was walking me somewhere, she might have been like 18, 19, I was like 13, and I was telling her something that happened at school, and I think all of a sudden I was like, and then this bitch... My cousin stopped. I remember going to Parkside Avenue by the salt. If anybody from Philly's listening, Parkside Avenue by where they keep the salt for the salt. Everybody in Philly know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
because it's a northern culture, so like you have to salt the roads when it snows.
Okay, yeah,
all
I
hell
feel
break
you.
Loose.
Right,
so it's
right.
This place where they keep the salt at,
mm-hmm.
And like it takes up a large part of this Parkside Avenue where in my neighborhood. And then people like climb it, like crackheads climb it at night before it snow, and they still
climb
the salt.
They climb the fence. Oh, okay, climb
and
the fence.
They steal the salt. Or then sometimes the people just
what do the crackheads do with the salt?
They sell it to the people.
Oh, so they sell the salt?
Yeah, it's rock salt. Yeah.
Oh.
But
okay.
Then sometimes they just pour like
it's
the company
a whole new culture for me.
Just pours some of the salt on the other side of the fence, so that people can prepare for like a big storm.
Yeah.
So then like your uncles and your aunties will roll up. And just start shoveling salt into a bucket and then be prepared. Yeah, you gotta salt your steps. And when you. Because you'll die. You'll die sliding down your own steps. It happens. You gotta put salt in front of your car to get it out.
We have no. New Orleans, we don't get snow like this, so we have no idea.
I have no idea
about the salt technique.
When your money low or you forget that the storm coming and you don't go buy bags of rock salt.
Bags of rock salt.
Like dog food size bags. This is what I had to carry every winter.
Oh my God.
And they stacked up on your porch until crackheads start stealing them. Then they stacked up in the living room by the door.
Up in the living room.
That salt life is serious.
Oh
right?
My God.
And rocks up. And then it kind of burns.
The only salt life I know
bit.
Is that beach salt.
It burns your hand a little bit.
I bet it does.
So
fuck
you have
yeah.
to have like a, it's a cup. So like every year, a cup, just a measuring cup, just gets lost. like you have to sacrifice a measuring cup to the rock salt bucket. Every year, we buy more measuring cups per capita in the Northeast. Because ain't nobody come out with a rock salt cup yet. I don't get it. But in a pinch, you can use Lawry's.
Lawry's seasonal salt?
My mom found that out.
The red salt? Wait. So, but what if you just had the regular white
like a
salt?
Salad, but like
you can't use just regular white salt?
Ain't nobody got a regular white salt.
No. Not his Philly.
Got a regular white salt.
They don't use
records. You go to my mama's house in the winter, it smells like she fried chicken all day. Like, what you cooking? Like, no, we ain't had no rocks. Steps be all red.
That's a different tint. It is definitely.
It worked out. It worked out.
Wait, but it's a salt though, right? All it does is supposed to just soak up the moisture.
But
right?
See, you, the reason why you don't use table salt, I think, it's not economical. Number one, but number two, because I'm thinking like, because you need more of it to cover a surface, so you'd be buying more. And rock salt is kind of made to, and then rock salt is chunkier.
It's chunkier, right?
So it lasts longer. So like, this Lars will get you through like the first snowfall. But it ain't really going, if it's a lot of snow, it ain't really going to do nothing. Because it's going to wind up dissolving before it dissolves more snow, where the rock salt is going to hold.
Does it make it grippy, or is it still slippery?
That's another thing about the rock salt. It makes it grippy. So that you can kind of walk. But it also eats away at your steps. So you have to keep getting your steps.
I've never dealt with extreme colds like that. I don't know.
See why I'm here now.
I know. I don't know if I can do it.
It's January. I have on
flip-flops. It's January.
I mean, I got my space heater on, but...
That's true. It's a little nippy outside. It's not cold. It feels good.
It's what, like 60?
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't go out. It's too cold. I just have to go to work at negative 10, son.
Oh, my God. Work, I've never dealt with a negative anything.
I'm a Christian at my core. I'm a believer. But the few times I questioned was when it got into negative temperatures. I'm like, why would God... let people suffer like this. Like, I don't get it.
It makes me so nervous to hear that, because I don't like when it's just like a little breezy and I got the wrong jacket on. Like, to go
it
somewhere,
it feels like knives in your face. You ever seen your breath?
You and Kamari talk about this all the time, and it's like, how did y'all deal with that? How do you
deal with
that?
I don't see why people
that?
Stay there. I don't get how people are like, oh, we settled here, and then just stay there like half the year is not trying to kill you.
Oh, my God.
I don't get how anybody...
That's one thing. See, like, all right, fires is one thing. Snow and cold, freezing to death. I've never put it in that sense to where, like, the ways of dying would be, which would be the worst. Catching on fire is one. Drowning is the second. And then I guess the third would be freezing to death.
Hypothermia. And then the trick about hypothermia is that most people don't realize it's happening until it's way too late. Because at one point your body kind of goes into shock and it feels and warm. And you're like, oh no, I'm good now.
Yeah. Like, no. And you don't see it's not in the
you
fact
have more
that
heart
it's,
attacks when it's cold.
It's oh my God, that's terrible.
Like people die shoveling snow every year.
Every year. Oh, shit.
I have a very serious
That's why they get the kids to do it.
Or crackhead, because crackheads don't die.
Crackheads out there with no jackets. That's wild. Like, I just for the fact that...
Frostbit hands.
Right.
Oh, God.
To lose
your booty
fingers,
cheeks can freeze. Did you know that?
Your booty cheeks.
I've had frozen booty cheeks.
Frozen
before.
Booty cheeks.
I'm not even lying.
What happens when your booty cheeks freeze?
Because I was doing this promo, and they insisted that we still do the promo because they didn't know how cold it was. And, like, we out there taking turns, like, faking the job because we were about to, but we need that cash. It was, like, $300 for the day. And, like, I felt my booty cheeks get solid. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And I said to my friend, she was like, Geneva, that can't happen. I was like, it's a bunch of fat that hangs off my body. I think it can.
It's a
and
muscle.
And she touched
though.
It. She was like, but black women, it's muscle, but then it's a lot of fat on top of it. That's okay. A fat booty. Come on, get with it.
I mean, get you. Go ahead.
You seen it jiggle? You think it's muscle that. Jiggling?
No, it's not. I understand.
And she felt that. She was like, oh my God, it feels ice. It feels chunky. So I had to get one of them. I had to get one of the, you know, the Shaq pain patch.
Yeah, the icy hot. Pain patch?
The one that heat up and put on your lower back? I had to get one of them and put it on my butt to finish this job.
What was this job consisting of? What did you have your ass cheeks out?
No, I had, because we have what you have to wear, like slacks. And we had on long johns and everything, but it was so cold that day. I think that was like one of those like 10 or below days. And it was for Tylenol warming liquids. I almost died for you, Tylenol. They had this promo. And knowing it was cold in the Northeast, but I guess they don't think that it's that cold. Because a lot of times the marketing company be in like L.A. and don't know what we're dealing with. they sent us these London taxis, right? So our job was to be out on the streets of Philadelphia, suspicious ass Philadelphia, and be like, "Hi, would you like a warm taxi ride?"
A warm taxi ride? What the fuck?
They came up with a little term for it, like a taxi escape, a warm getaway or something. Really? We're like, this is odd. So we would offer strangers who were walking about on the streets a ride in a London taxi. Provided they weren't going, but so far. You know what? I never got paid for that. I normally always got paid for my... That job, something happened with my money. They owe me $300.
You got frozen ass cheeks from it.
Right. Wow. So like, some of us was driving the London taxis. The other ones were the people that were getting people in it. And you also got a coupon for Tylenol warming liquids, which was like the cough syrup that warmed your throat. They got so much money to promote this shit.
I haven't seen these ever. The Tylenol warming shit.
A lot of products they paid us a lot of money to promote and spent a lot of money on it.
Wait. You take this Tylenol just to warm your throat?
Well, it's the flu medicine. It's cold and flu medicine, but it warms as it goes down.
It warms your throat as it goes down.
I'm pretty sure this came from sex toys, but yes.
Oh my! I would kind of get nervous. Because you know what?
A lot of the good hands.
Why
stuff
is my throat getting hot? Yeah,
it's the same stuff as like throat medicine.
That fucks people up if they don't understand what it is, yeah. Or if they don't understand that. Oh, I put some shit on my dick before you sucked it. Like, why is my mouth numb? Why is my mouth hot? Like, questions get asked.
And those products have medical. Things on the back.
Warnings. The content warnings. Like, don't do this. What? You give a shit. Anyway. That's probably why I haven't seen it.
Wait, I got way off the main story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go for it.
About cursing in front of older people.
Yes.
So I said something about, like, I called somebody a bitch in the story, and my cousin, who was 18, stopped her tracks. I remember her looking at me like, oh! And then went shop. I was like, wow! Really, Teresa? Okay. I always got to tie up a story. I got to go back. So, yeah, cold as hell. Feels like knives in your face. You know what I hate about the cold? So, like, it's so cold that your breath and your breathing, it condenses. So, you see, like, when it's real cold, you either have on a face mask or you put the scarf across your face.
Right.
But then it gets wet in there.
And it freezes up.
Oh, I hate that feeling. But you can't have your shit exposed. But if you don't have it exposed, it's just, either way, it's just uncomfortable.
That is, I don't like being uncomfortable.
And then you're stuffed in a jacket.
Yeah.
Did y'all have snowsuits?
No, we don't have snow.
Oh my God, snowsuits.
We don't have.
That was horrible.
I mean, I've got a Carhartt. I've worked in some snow before, but yeah, nah.
Snowsuits, man.
I don't like my feet being cold. How do you keep your feet from being cold?
Oh, socks.
Oh,
too many socks. So that's why a lot of people have the habit of buying boots at a larger size.
Oh, I was about to say, like, you got to get big boots then.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you have your boots and your shoes. Like, I had when you're little, like, when you're little, they put you in the snowsuit. And then you have, like, you had that one pair of winter boots that was probably your cousin's, older cousin. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you put your shoes on and then put the boot on. You can't feel nothing.
No.
You're just walking on faith. You're walking on faith, literally. Because you can't.
If you kick a rock, you're just going down. Oh, you can't put your hands in front of you, can you?
You can't do nothing. You're literally like this. You never see the baby. It's the cutest thing in the world. It's just sitting there like.
In the stars, I see my little.
It's like they're in traction. Like if you broke something, it's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And don't have to pee because it's over.
Man, that, I couldn't. I can't. I don't think I want to. I definitely wouldn't want to. Like, I'm glad I've been privileged.
I feel the cold
live.
When you talk about it.
Like, I know. I see that
cold to your bones.
Yeah. I've.
And you still got to wake up early.
I've worked in some dumb ass cold like.
Yeah,
that
wake
before.
Up earlier when it's colder. To shovel your car out, to get to school or work. Or wait for the bus. You got to add an hour on to everything.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Worried about if your roof is going to be
cave
okay.
Cave in from the snow being compacted on top.
Don't let the heat go out. Kerosene heaters. You don't even know about kerosene.
No. No, well, are you talking about the ones, the big ones that you put on, that just stand on the floor and they got that liquid shit on the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they stink.
Our landlord wouldn't let us have those at our shotgun.
Well.
Said they were dangerous.
But you have to, you buy this kerosene gas.
You
got to
put liquid in.
And it stinks.
Fill it,
so, like.
Never had to deal with that.
If you have a kerosene heater in high school, it's a way of saying you don't have no money. But sometimes it can be like the heating system.
You can go to school smelling like the kerosene.
Yeah, and people will clown you hard for it. So you have to have good friends. Because something can happen to your heater. And it don't mean that y'all heat turned off. Your heater could go out, or your house could just be real drafty, or whatever. So you still need kerosene. But mainly it's because you ain't got no heat on. You living somewhere shady. But people still need it. They need it regardless.
Because
if you go to school smelling like kerosene. Because if you use it a lot, it's in your clothes. It's in your everything. So you would have to have good friends. I think something was wrong with our heater or something. And I was smelling like kerosene. My homegirls met me at the door with a different sweater and some perfume. to save me from getting clowned. That's a friend.
Oh, my God. They said met you at the door because they knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Holy. Is that bad? Is that bad?
Rank.
What does it
rank,
smell like?
Rank. It
smells
like.
What does the kerosene smell like?
It smelled like the crackhead that hang at the gas station. It kind of smelled like gas, but a little extra something.
Yeah.
You just smell like straight gas.
You sweating like what you've worked today. Yeah. You worked and you did crack at the same time as working.
Yeah.
And so you sweating that out right now, and that's what that shit smells like?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's gross. That's a real gross smell, Geneva. Oh my God.
Old people be smelling like that because old people think kerosene is cheaper than running. But then they also die because of the kerosene. Because it emits like a gas, but you're not opening the windows.
The carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Shit. That's why.
And y'all want to see snow.
I definitely don't.
How long is your podcast?
It's usually about an hour.
Did we tell a joke yet?
Mm-hmm. Everything has just been no. This is reality.
Okay,
it's okay. I mean, Geneva, on your entrepreneurial freelance lifestyle that you live, you have a bingo show that you have been doing for before you was even a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to explain this bingo show to people just to let people know how you like to play bingo?
It is bingo. I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it.
Why?
It's bingo and you win sex toys. I started doing this about 2008, 2009 back in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
2009 back in Philly. Do you pause at all? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. Somebody's got to come pick something up, and they're blowing up my phone.
Oh, okay.
So how do you want me to handle
this? We can pause.
Can you pause?
Yeah.
Pause!
Oh, okay.
Paige, are you here? She didn't even hear. She couldn't text me back, and we kept rolling. I'm sorry. Let me put this shit back. I'm so sorry.
2008. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Alright, so I started bingo in 2008 in Philadelphia, 2009. I started, cause you know what happened? I started going to this bar in Philadelphia called Bob and Barbara's.
Yeah.
It's on South Street or Top South Street. And I stumbled in there one night and they were doing adult bingo. And it was this guy, this is kind of weird old white guy. He was hosting it.
Real quick, I'm going to be doing this thing where I'm going to be hosting it. It's going to be music bingo where they play.
You just copying my steelo?
It's not even that. It's these other people that have been doing this. And I'm going to be doing
it. I start telling them Muppet jokes, so there you go.
How are you telling the Muppet joke?
I start telling a Muppet joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't have to feel guilty anymore. But I'm taking on the Muppets.
I mean, yeah. It's not going to be about rape or anything like that, so I think you'll be all right.
Yours is about rape?
Yeah.
No, yours was about the daddy in prison.
Yeah. Why is he in prison?
Oh, okay, shut up. You know, they don't prosecute for that. Okay, sorry.
But yeah, it's gonna be music bingo, and but I also have an idea about about a game as well. So continue. But yeah, Music Bingo is just fucking, they play music and then they cross it off because it's usually on the paper and shit. It's some new shit. I was like, wow.
Okay. But yeah. So, so he was in there giving away sex toys and raviolios.
Raviolios?
Just whatever. It was like real, real nonchalant dive bar type stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to love it. I used to take my friends. And then I was like, I went up to him one day. I was like, hey, would you be interested in doing this West Philly? Because it was in South Philly. And like, are you interested in training? Because people, they had Quizzo in Philly, mm-hmm. right? And they had Sex Quizzo. And this lady had it as her brand. And I went all the way out to Montgomery County to meet the lady. But I was having like a really bad day with this relationship I was in. So like, I was kind of lackluster when I met her. But she just kind of wanted to see it. And so I didn't seem entertaining to her. There's a white woman in Montgomery County who says that I am not entertaining enough.
Geneva Joy's not entertaining
that
enough?
That I seem a little bit too relaxed.
What?
To host a bar event. Just keep that in mind.
You crushed sitting down. What do you mean?
Just because I wasn't like, hey! Like, I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, thank you. Mm. All right, this seems, I would love to do it. That wasn't enough for her.
Apparently.
And the now debunked Sex Quizzo. Because she don't have it no more. And yeah. She don't do it no more. Because it was boring. Because she didn't hire me. So like after that, I was like, hey, would you be interested in doing it once Philly? Like, I would love to be trained. He was like, oh, I don't care what you do. Do whatever you want. He didn't say it in a nasty way. He was like, do whatever you want. I was like, okay. So I looked it up. And around that same time, I had some case money from like a car accident.
Boom.
I breezed through that 10 G's. 10 G's ain't nothing. If you ain't got no money, 10 G's ain't no money. If you ain't got no money, 10 G's is exactly $3,000.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Am I wrong? You pay off one bill, that's $1,000. That's some old back behind bill, that's $1,000. You buy some clothes. I brought some skates. I remember that. I went to Miami.
Whoa.
I don't know what else to say. Like, that's... 10 G's ain't no money if you ain't got no money.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know
what
money is.
Okay.
So I was down to like the last like $150 of my 10 G's.
Holy shit.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I finally got my hands on the wholesale place because it's a wholesale sex toy place in Philadelphia. It's like a warehouse. They distribute. They actually make
wholesale
sex toys.
Dick.
Yeah. Huh?
I say wholesale dick.
Yeah, so, like, people always wonder where I get my... Some people think I steal it for some reason. Like,
that's
I guess
weird.
I'm black. I don't get it. But, like, I have a wholesale sex toy.
You just robbing fucking hustler trucks and shit.
Yeah, that's what I think. They, like,
give me all the...
Because I used to sell some of the extra toys if I needed money. I remember this one guy used to always, like, whatever price I gave him, cut the price. And I'm like, what? What is you doing? He was like, yo, you... I was like, it would be this much in stores. And he was like, yeah, but you stealing it anyway. And I'm like, what? Like, no, I ain't stealing it. I have a wholesale distributorship account. So I took my last like $150, got toys, and I remember like the last $75 was to get the cards that I use to this day printed and laminated. And that was it. That was all my money. And then I had a bar that I used to hang with in West Philly, the White Horse Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the old Mr. Pace, he was such a nice man. I was cute back then. And Mr. Pace pretty much let me do whatever I want. And so he was like, yeah, you can do it here. And at first I was charging, and I found out that was illegal. So then it was like, start paying me. And then, like, my first bingo was my aunt, my cousin, and one of my cousin friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's all
that
you did.
That was it. That's all that came. Did. That's all that came. And then, like, they had me back the next week, and the people downstairs started playing.
Oh, it doesn't take much for motherfuckers to get in.
It's just start rolling.
Oh, it don't take much for motherfuckers to get in at all.
And then because Mr. Pace's bar, the White Horse Tavern, love them to this day. I think the new owner's down. I'm not sure. It's part of a guild.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like all the black bar owners from back in the day, all the ex-pimps and like that. That's what they were.
Yeah.
Who started their bars. They had guilds, so they would support each other. So they were like... direct people to different bars on different nights to keep, like, the revenue generated.
Mm-hmm.
So the guild members would be at his bar on Tuesday for, like, their meeting, see me hosting bingo, and then I start getting put in all these bars. So, like, I'm from the hood, but I'm the weirdo in the hood. Like, I stay in the
I stay in the house.
I'm the one that went to West Africa when I was 17. Everybody knows me because our family is from the hood.
I thought when you said I stay in the house, I thought you meant like I'm weirdo because I stay in a house.
No.
Like, and these niggas don't stay in houses.
They stay in apartments. We all had houses.
Okay. Shut up. I was like, oh, you weird because you bougie? Because you got an upstairs? You know, people thought that. He was like, people think that I've had this notion being mentioned to my sister because every house that we've lived in, we've always had a two-story. We've always had an upstairs and a downstairs. And he was like, oh, bitch, y'all had money. I was like, well, I mean, we did a little better than other people,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, walking up steps every day.
Yeah, I didn't know what taxes was until I got older. You know?
Strong quads. All that step walking you're doing. Your stairmaster.
What, you got a 2.5 bath, nigga? Is that how y'all rocking over there? It's like, yeah, we do.
Half bath.
2.5 bath, yeah. 2.5? Yeah, one's not a bath.
You know what? You are bougie, Kyle. We talked about this before. You were trying to relate. And then I remember you told me you grew up with a pool. And then you went to the Christian private school. It's not the same thing we're talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. Like I was saying. So, like, I'm from the block, but I also, like, always had my own interests. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't get down with most of the stuff the rest of the block got down with. So, like, for me to be the one in these, like, hood bars hosting this event, it was kind of trippy. Because, like, I'm going to come in there with some African print shit on before that was a thing. I was natural before it was a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm into stuff the hood wasn't into. So I'm referencing stuff they do not get. And then I'm telling them about it. I'm like, oh, you know what? You need to get a coochie steam. Like, so right now, the hood is all coochie steaming on Instagram. I was steaming pussy in 19... In 2008, like,
what is a coochie steam?
Oh, but a vaginal steam.
Who's steaming their pussy? Wait, why? Like the little, like the steam wands that you fucking that you
no,
get the
bougie.
Wrinkles out.
No, bougie. Black people don't have steam wands. 2.5 bath. Like, just he was like, oh, like my butler would use before I would go to my formal. You mean that on your vagina?
It was the butler. It was somebody that came every once a month.
All this time we thought Kyle was the wheel because he cool. Kyle is straight up Carlson. He shut up Carlson. I knew hood brothers didn't have unicycles. I knew it. Oh, God. Oh, why does this make me slightly more attracted to Big Cow? Like, this is how y'all was living? Okay, Big Cow. We can talk about an opera, too? Like, let's talk. Like,
oh, shit. All
right, anyway. So I would be at these bars doing bingo. At one point, I had five nights a week I was doing bingo.
Oh, wow.
Just as, like, what I thought was a side hustle.
Yeah.
Like, in hindsight, I look back and I was like, yo, I really had that pop it, and it didn't
really
seem like
had
nothing.
That pop.
And so, like, I wasn't doing straight stand-up then, but I would host bingo for 4 hours a night.
4 hours?
On a mic. Hood bars, like, they don't have
that's
security because nobody
right
get in,
there.
Right?
Jesus.
Like yeah.
Would nobody get in if they had security?
Like, Miss Sarah's, 28th Street Lounge. Like, I was in it, son.
Wow.
Like,
that sounds like holding a wall. Dive bars right there. Miss Sarah's? Yeah.
Oh, Miss Sarah's. First
that
off.
That sounded like she either stayed on top of the bar or across the street from the
she
bar.
Did stay on top. remember I used to pull out when I first started doing bingo here? I would take a break and I would put the dick toss out. Miss Sarah is the international dick toss champion at age 75. Miss Sarah can hit a dick toss. From like 15 paces, like across the bar, like bow, bow. Every time Miss Sarah had that shit, like bow, bow.
She had the
bow.
The flick of the wrist.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Miss Sarah can toss a ring on a dick better than anybody I ever met in my life.
That's
I love
amazing.
Miss Sarah.
Is Miss Sarah still out here
picture,
ring tossing? Is she still?
I believe no one's told me she's
dick
not.
Ring tossing? That
she
still?
I know
she
doesn't have the bar
still alive
anymore.
Though.
I believe so. No one's. I haven't seen. They would have said something by
now.
But, like, just to paint the picture of these bars, you know, big bar. Uh-huh. The bar itself is not big, but the bar that you sit on. The bar
that is a big, long bar, like you see in movies.
Most of them still look like 1975.
Wow.
Like, it's pimping is pimping.
Okay.
A bunch of faded pictures, at least on one wall, if not behind the bar, of when they was straight pimping.
Pool tables?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all of them got I don't know how they fit it, but it's in there. Bring a short stick, damn it. They frying something right on the side of the bar. Miss Sarah's.
Outside?
No.
Inside?
Yes. Miss Sarah's bar. This is a North Philly bar.
How's the ventilation in there? So everybody leaving smelling like grease. Smelling like fish fry plates.
Y'all can't see my face, but yes. It's a good time, damn it. It's a good time.
That sounds like
Miss
so
Sarah's
much fun.
Was like one of the bars. They straight had at the end of the bar, it was like deep fryers, like on the end of the bar. It
smelled like ribs and cigarettes. I love this.
They hooked that up, though. Oh, my they God. Hooked it up. John Whipsroom.
I would love to see this.
Oh, my God. So that's where I would be. The, like, 28, 20-year-old Geneva. Oh, Big Bangs. That was a Korean-owned bar. That was weird. But, yeah, I was doing this 5 times a week.
Wow.
And
racking it up.
Until I just had, like my auntie died and it threw me for a loop. But I did it for, like, maybe 3 years, 3-4 years like that. So, like, by the time I was finally, and people would want to manage me. People were like, I want you to do this comedy show. And I was like, I don't think I'm ready yet. But here I am in these hood bars going hard for 4 hours. Because, like, I kind of get lazy here and just start calling straight numbers. But there, like, you had to, like, give them something. And then they would challenge me because here I am, the kind of, like, weird hippie girl. And I'm in they hood-ass spots. So especially, it's always some hood girl come in with a drug dealer boyfriend. She all cute. Nails done. Weave done. Designer, whatever. I mean, this one girl was like, this sexy bingo. I'm sexier than her. Like, but I couldn't say bitch what because it would have been a fight and I'm by myself. But, like, I had to, like, come out. I had to sling with some, like, smart comeback.
You can't just be all mediocre with these Philly
the Elks Lodge on Broad Street. I had Elks to get Lodge. It. Like, oh, so people used to want to manage me and put me on comedy shows, and I would, like, fight it. But by the time I decided to do it, you just had no structure. Because I did try it one night at an open mic, and it was, like, the second time I ever went to an open mic. The first time I went to an open mic, it was a complete accident. And then years later, I went the second time. And I thought, I just get up there and talk about what happens in bingo. That's funny.
Yeah, that's it's a difference. Hosting and doing straight stand-up is highly recommended in the comedy field. But it is a difference. That's a different muscle
I tell people that want to start all the time, plan that 4 minutes. Playing what you're going to say, because if you get up there without one, all of a sudden you don't know who you are.
You don't know what you're talking about. Afraid as a motherfucker.
Oh, yes.
Your soul will get snatched from you right there on stage.
It did, because shortly after that, I think the next day or two, because I felt so bad, I had a weed cookie from a friend that was really potent.
Oh.
And trip me out hard. Oh, yeah.
Especially if you got some negative thoughts.
Oh,
back
I went
there.
Through the tambourine. That's what I call it. It's called going through the tambourine. Did you grow up in church?
Yeah, I did.
You ever been playing that tambourine and just getting it in and your hand go through it? I don't know why that came about as my phrase.
I've never seen somebody go that hard.
I went through the tambourine. Wow. I don't know why that's a phrase to me because I was through the tambourine by that point.
Oh,
it makes sense.
But no, most of the tambourines I've seen didn't have the drum
because
on
somebody
it.
Went through the table. No, because that it tripped me out so hard. Like that trip out had me so deep that you know how you got the two voices, the angel devil voice.
Yeah.
So I was so high that I was like, "Oh, Geneva, you're gonna OD." I was googling how many people OD.
Oh no!
And it happens.
Oh,
it does
Lord.
Happen.
Sure, it does.
It's like one in every 10,000.
Sure, it does.
There's a record. Somebody did die from weed.
That's what we're waiting on. That's what we're waiting for.
Anyway, and so it was like, Geneva, there's something else in here. You couldn't die. And so the second voice was like, calm down, bitch. You just high. And it was like, well, if I'm so high, like, so it was like the first, second voice going back. And then all of a sudden, it was the third voice that was like, well, if we so high, then what any of y'all know? And I was like, whoa. We're the third voice. How many voices are there?
And
I just lost it. So, yeah. like, to do that on the hill of that bomb when I'm like, you know what? Oh, I've always wanted to be a comedian. I just didn't know how to start. I was scared. So, I was like, oh, I'm approaching 30. I just bombed at this thing that I thought would be my saving grace eventually.
Ooh.
What am I? What do I do? There's no future.
On first rip, you bombed?
Well, it was my second time. Oh, but like, first time on stage. Being serious about it, trying to seriously go do it.
First time you didn't bomb, did you?
No, first time I was heckling in the crowd and I got called up, bang. And I showed them that I could do that. Oh. And then a year later, I wound
up Donnell Rollins started.
Yeah, so then I had an existential crisis. I was like, I don't know what my life is, because in the back of my mind, I always thought, Geneva, eventually you're going to find your way on a stage, and that's going to be what you do. Mm. Like, since I was 7, I wanted to be a comedian. Didn't know how to start. Didn't know how comedians start. That's why.
So you've always known this is going to be your path. You just
didn't. Yeah, but in those moments, after that bomb with that cookie, I was like, oh, maybe there is no path. Maybe everything you waited. Because I just kind of just waited my whole life. I was just like, I'm waiting. I never took anything else that seriously, which is a bad thing to do. Because eventually it's going to work out. I'm going to be famous one day. I don't know how. Somebody's going to find me shooting the shit at my job and put me on TV. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know. For as smart as I am,
just that journey. This is that journey.
Oh, that journey. This journey is horrible.
It is terrible.
It's fucking horrible.
It is fucking ruthless. It's like, why the fuck do we do this?
I still stay up at night like, wait, I'm almost 40 now. Now what?
Oh, no. These are the prime years, though. These are the times where it gets really good.
Now I know what to do, and I'm still waiting to do it. I'm still waiting. You know what about comedy that bothers me is the gatekeepers.
Yeah.
And all this competition from people who should not be doing it.
But now our circle is getting smaller with the gatekeepers because we're knowing more of the gatekeepers now.
But I don't personally. Like them, and I don't want to do what they need me to do.
Oh, no. Well, there's be some of them that do. You see, we got to follow people that actually draw to us, to the people that we're going to click with, the people that like what we like. That's going to be our audience. That's who we find. And once we get that, once we have that following, that's when it doesn't end. Because you understand who has what type of following. We can see that. Everybody engages them. It just depends on how they get out to their audience. And it's very hard to get out to everybody. And especially to find the people that will fuck with you. So, you know, basically we're just out here trying to find a niche. That we don't know what it is yet. I mean, we know what it is, but I've been saying this for the longest now, that I'm trying to monetize everything so everybody sees what the fuck I like, just so I can continue doing what I do, so people don't be like, oh, that nigga weird. But they know that this is what I do. I do shit like this. This is, build my tribe, like a Insane Clown Posse type shit. it's wild because
we get you some therapy.
Not like that to where therapy. I have to have followings, or I want to call people the Mennonites or anything like that.
You do though. You thought about it. I don't like Mennonites. I see it.
Okay, sorry, good. That's why we don't have a swastika for a fucking logo.
Almost did. No, I don't hate Mennonites.
Yeah,
I just had some beef with a Mennonite.
Yeah, well, either that is or the Joker.
I still see you, Farmer John. I still see you. I had straight Mennonite beef at one point in my
Mennonite.
Life.
Mennonite.
Yeah.
I'm honestly don't know what. Why would you have beef with Mennonites?
Because Mennonites start here. Okay. I know how insane my life is. My life doesn't make sense.
Damn.
So I had a little bit of a slight emotional breakdown at like age 31, just when I was like, forget everything. Great job, make $1,000 a week. I was like, I don't want to do this no more. I'm selling fruit on the truck.
Okay.
So I started selling fruit.
Sure.
I started selling fruit on the truck with this community program. And we set up on this one corner for Greensgrove. It was the Greensgrove, like, community food truck or whatever. And Farmer John set up on the other corner on the weekends. We set up on our corner across from there. What, the Mennonites? I'm going to get to who they is.
Oh, man.
We were set up on our corner.
The Mennonites. The, yeah, well, we're going to change that up. You can't call people Mennonites. I can't call people
bitter. It's already people to scold.
Yeah.
And they don't think it's funny. Like, they don't at all.
At all.
So we would set that's up across there during shit, the week, huh? Right? Huh?
That's people that wear the skirts?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. So, like, the one G time we set up on Farmer John's spot during the week because somebody was parked where we normally set up. But Farmer John isn't there during the week. He somehow found out about it, like we was on his turf or something, and got mad. And then it was trying to start setting up during the week. And, like, it was like a whole beef. And, like, the people from Greensboro was being, like, too nice to Farmer John because he was being really mean. And at first I was like, oh, the Amish people need their money for the Amish lifestyle. And that's when I learned that Farmer John wasn't Amish, although it said Amish Fruits Market Stand, because the Amish don't really believe in capitalism, so they don't sell their stuff. So whenever you see something marketed to you as Amish, unless you're in Amish country, and even then, it's probably not Amish. It's Mennonites who then say they're Amish, get the stuff from the Amish people, and then sell it to the rest of the world.
Holy shit.
Mennonites is phony, son. The Mennonites don't. Like, Mennonites use electricity. Mennonites don't. They believe in, like, having, like, commercial businesses. It's okay. So they'll get the Amish to do the work for them. And I'm just like, oh, we just love God and we're going to make quilts anyway. Here's some quilts. And then the Mennonites go sell the quilts. Talking about some of the Amish people selling Amish quilts.
They got smallpox on these quilts.
But then the Mennonites is shady. Like, Farmer John, when I found out he wasn't an Amish person, I was like, bring it. Punch up to get beat down. I don't care.
Wow.
And so every time I would see Farmer John, we would just like. So right now I'm picturing me and this guy and this Mennonite dude just like.
Well, no one here should be. Do what you do. Follow whatever religion you would like.
There's
to.
There's one Mennonite I really love. He was in my class. He had a crush on me. I don't think he's a Mennonite anymore either, because I might
have. I won't consider people that have followed me as Mennonites, though, unless you want to be.
I love the Knights ending to things, though.
That's wild. I like Ites.
Like, people from Delaware are called Delawareites.
They don't have Mennonites down here.
I haven't seen any men. No, I don't think the Amish could survive in this climate. They like cold. I know there's some Amish people in Florida for some reason.
Huh.
I think that's where they go in the winter because, you know, or else they die.
That is, well, we got Mormons. That's our thing. Y'all got Mormons? Amish,
yeah.
Mormons everywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amish food is like the bees.
Not cultured when it comes to religion.
If I had a time machine, I'm going back to eat this one cheeseburger that I used to get from the Amish truck. Ugh. Well, I now know is a Mennonite truck. It's my whole. It's all a lie.
I think of the deodorant every time I think of Mennonites. That by Mennon.
That's not the same.
That's not the same at all.
Not the same people at all. Mm. But you get you an apple dumpling.
An apple dumpling.
Or some shoe fly ply.
Shoe fly pie.
Yeah, I can't say it.
It's very hard to say. Yeah. Why would they put those two words together like that?
They ain't got nothing to do.
A shoe fly pie? Yeah. What is a shoe fly pie? Is it like a shepherd's pie?
No, it's like sugar.
It's sugar.
It's a sugar pie, pretty much. Oh. It's nothing. I can't recognize what's in it. I think it's just sugars.
Just sugars. Yeah. So it's pie got diabetes.
Yes. Amish don't get diabetes, and they eat a lot of sweet stuff.
I don't know what an Amish diet consists of.
Beets?
Are they vegan?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay. So they
just
do.
Really like farm, but they farm everything, so they eat what they grow.
Oh.
So vegetables, meat. I think they make cheese. Yeah, they make cheese.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they definitely make pies and sweets.
Do they have to bless their food? Do they have to get like kosher and shit?
No, I don't think they do kosher, but everything is just really fresh anyway.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, you live in
the
land.
I love the Amish. Like, I grew up, like, strict Christian anyway, so I didn't see Amish that far apart.
I grew up Catholic at first, and then we went into Christian, and then, like, Presbyterian, and then non-denomination, and then they're just faithful and believe in God. And it's okay.
Yeah, my mom doesn't wear pants. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah. We have mentioned this before. It's like, that is something else.
I was like, Amish wasn't too far off.
Yeah, not far. And then not, the trips to Amish far.
Country were always so much fun. Until that time they let me drink that milk, that hurt my feelings.
Their milk? Their unpasteurized milk?
Fresh out the cow.
Fresh from the udder.
Slightly yellow.
From the teat.
Yeah. Get a little, and my teacher told me, Geneva, you don't want to drink the milk. Right? But I always drank milk with my dinner. I used to milk when I was young. And she was like, Geneva, you don't want that milk. And I was like, all right, I want it. And that lady brought that milk to me. I was like, ma'am, it's warm. And my teacher was like,
I've had titty milk before.
It was straight out the cow. Like, she went in the back and got it.
Not tit milk is different, but titty milk is something else. I've tasted it straight from the tit, and I've also tasted it in the fridge, just like, oh, I know what this is. This is pump milk, and I'm gonna use it.
In your cereal,
yeah,
which is not meant for you to enjoy
at all.
Did you feel healthier? Did it fix your colic?
I spit it out immediately. Oh. I was like, I just wasted this. I was like, oops. It was gross.
Yeah, that baby's all I had
Fruit Loops. It was Fruit Loops that I had, and I thought Fruit Loops was gonna be the good. I was like, yes, this is my shit.
Was it turning you on a little bit?
No.
I mean, the thought process of when you.
I was just like, this is milk. This is, I know what type of milk this is. It can't be no different, right? So I'm like,
you ever had,
I was
goat milk or anything?
No, I had no idea. I had
milks
no idea.
Are different.
We was raised on 2% for a long time. Just the blue tap with the 2%
that's almost
real
the
water. Real water. So I'm like, fuck that. I want some milk. And I tried this milk and immediately just, I was like, oh, this don't taste like shit. It tastes like dirty water. Like somebody stuck your hands in their water, in your water, and you just went to go drink it after that. That's kind of what it tastes like. But like a real thick film to it, because it was like a milk consistency. I was like, no. But the second time
that
I
baby
had some,
needed iron, huh?
I have no idea what it was. I have no
idea.
Have you
heard that though?
That's what I what no. I,
like when a woman has a baby and she's breastfeeding, if the baby gets sick, like it's not just a one way. It's not just the baby sucking milk out. The baby is also somehow put in like a sample into the breast.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's saliva's going into the breast.
Uh-huh.
So, like, and it seems so weird, but, like, apparently the milk will adjust itself for the needs of the baby.
Oh, like,
so if
like
the baby gets sick, then the milk will create more or whatever antibodies to fight the sickness.
It's like a testing mechanism?
Yeah.
Is it in the nipple?
I don't know. But, like, I seen this one post. This lady was like, she had twins, and she kind of would put one on one titty and one on the other titty all the time. And then the one twin got sick, and she noticed when she pumped that the milk that came out of the other that twin's titty was different. Like the color had changed.
Yeah.
And it was like that until the baby got well again.
Oh, shit.
So, like, the milk adjusts itself for what the baby needs.
It's like an actual baby factory inside the boobs there. That is amazing.
And they say somebody said something about the reverse, too. Like, if a mom gets sick... Like, it's something, yeah, it's weird. Like, the mom and the baby adjust, need each other, yeah.
So, does the baby help the mom get better?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that's what they said. There's some weird nonsense like that.
Is that...
I don't know, I haven't had a baby yet, it freaks me out.
That is very weird. I've heard that when you do have a baby and you do breastfeed, that it takes some of your brain cells... that like your thought process, so you actually become like dumber. This is what I was told, that when you breastfeed, that the baby takes the brain cells and becomes, this is how your baby gets its intelligence, so you lose brain cells for that child as you breastfeed through the breast. Have you heard this before?
I've never heard that.
Well, all right. I've also heard that if you're blowing the pussy while the baby's in there, that it'll die.
Why would you want to blow in the pussy?
I
brought up vaginal steaming,
I was just told about this. I was just told about
that. Don't blow on people's vaginas. Don't do it.
But does the baby die?
This is why you ladies need the vaginal steam.
Does the baby die if you're blowing?
Is this how guys are trying to get out of child
support? This is not. This is what I was told by a lady A woman told me this.
Why is anybody blowing in somebody's vagina?
She also said that if you raise your hands up above your head when you got a baby in there, it's going to choke on the umbilical cord. Is that true as well?
This woman has children.
This woman has so many children.
That's why she got so many. She don't understand how this shit works.
So none of this shit true? I would just like to know. Because so I don't have kids myself. She ain't been reaching up
for 9 months. Well,
when she go to make the bed up and she go to flop it, she only go halfway.
Really? Did you say that? She not reaching for nothing on top shelves the whole time she pregnant.
It seems like that would be the logical thing that you wouldn't be able to do if that is true. You can't reach for nothing high. But I don't think that's true. Your face.
Because it makes me insane. Because, like, I don't have a baby. It
makes me sick.
Because I had been waiting for, like, the proper time in my life that just never came. So, like, when I see people who are having babies, who are...
it's been passed down for generations in their life that this is what they were told not to do. So, they have to be careful.
Jesus. That's the type of woman that would touch 5 different men or more. Like, did you sleep with all of them? And do you? Like, these are the type of women who don't track their cycles. I'm sorry, I mean,
this
brash.
Is exactly that. That's, yep, yeah, yeah, there you go.
Just track your cycle. Like, write it down.
I used to have an
app. They have apps. Yeah. Oh, you a pimp. I had a guy who was tracking my periods, and he was manipulating the shit out of me. Like, it's just, ladies,
if you keep
finding yourself with the same dusty dude,
you can track it.
Pay attention to the track your periods. Because there's certain days when you are mentally weak.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand up to him. You can't avoid him.
Mm-hmm.
If you know when those days are, you don't answer your phone.
I tried to have a baby for a long time, and it didn't happen.
So, oh,
yeah.
She needs a vaginal steam.
I know about this now. I didn't know. Did you explain what vaginal steam was? There's no explanation for it.
You don't sit on the pot. Please don't go sit on the pot. But you sit over a pot of steamy herbs. I'm sorry, I'm getting nasal.
Steamy herbs?
Steaming herbs, yes.
Like tea bags?
A little bit different than that, but yeah.
Herbs and spices type?
Probably no spices.
No spices? Okay.
But herbs.
But herbs. Oh my god.
I was getting nasal and I almost died. Why'd you do that?
I'm sorry.
Oh no.
What happened?
My baby oil fell in my jar of coins. And I just got oily ass coins. I don't even want to pull it out. I just want to keep, I'm not even going to get it.
Okay. So just herbs.
Yeah, herbs. You sit on it and like the steam goes up in your vagina and it gets your blood circulating and also it's supposed to withdraw stuff. So like there's the people who say they got up and it was like goo coming out. And,
goo?
Yeah, goo. Or people who say that they melted their fibroids.
Bad? Is that bad? Or is that good?
No, I mean,
fibroid.
Good.
Fibroid cancer, the I tumors, think of yeah, when
know,
I hear
when
about
they have,
that.
Like, thing like this big.
Little cyst on
there.
The ovaries? Can you get that as well?
Yeah.
You can get that off? Yeah.
That's what they say. And yeah. Then women who have had trouble getting pregnant get pregnant
what
after steaming.
What herbs?
There's a little wormwood in there that makes
Granddaddy Kush?
Why with so much confidence?
I have no idea. It's just like it should have. And why have Granddaddy at all times? I think it's Granddaddy Perp. And I just put Kush at the end. I have no idea. It just felt like that needed to be said right then and there.
Make me a grilled cheese after this.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to tell my mama about that.
Maybe I should make some tomato soup in my Vitamix. You want some tomato soup?
Tomato soup sounds cool.
Okay.
Herbs. All up in there. It's got some type of worm. What type of?
Wormwood. Wormwort. Fenugreek is the one they like to use a lot. It's a different ancient Chinese secret. Oh. No, like, I learned about it through the Koreans, because, you know, I love Korean stuff. I be getting my Korea on.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have my own vaginal steamer, but I gave it to somebody before I moved.
What does this look like?
It looks like a seat. Like, it looks like a little...
Like a Sibian seat? Porta
potty almost.
No?
No, not like a Sibian. What do you know about a Sibian seat?
What do you mean?
I'm about to start a business.
Yeah.
You know, you can rent those to people.
I'm pretty sure.
Because they're like, they're easy to like sanitize. To move.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then this one guy, I think in like Wisconsin, has like a room. Like he offers it like a service.
Really?
You could book it and come. But I wouldn't want to go to him because I would think that the room has cameras in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But then like, these guys out of Toronto, you could rent it for like a few hours or the day. For like parties.
Wow.
And it costs like $1,500.
Wow.
But like they rent it for like $300 a pop.
Oh.
And they'd be booked.
Huh. Wow. And you just put the plastic over it like you do when you're doing the CPR mouth?
Like, yeah, they have those, or like because all the parts are taken off or interchangeable, you can sanitize them.
Huh.
But most people use like condoms or plastic on it anyway.
Oh.
Because if you haven't had a party, you're going to want to put something on it.
I wonder if there's amateur shots of that. I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go investigate.
I'm just saying, like, we live in a party town.
Pretty sure it
is. Maybe we need to be renting this out.
Yeah. That is gross. I mean, they're not cleaning it off before they give it back, huh?
I mean, I don't know.
They're not going to clean it off before they give it back.
I don't know. There's rules.
Do they just go pick it up?
I don't know.
Do they have like a hazmat team that just comes in with like?
Like you don't do worse.
I mean, but it's with mine though. If you're gonna be what?
Half the people we know is grosser than half the people that's gonna rent.
Yeah, but still, you still got. If somebody's gonna rent this, you're gonna have juices all over that thing. You think they're gonna clean it completely up themselves?
How do we spell that?
What?
Sibian.
I think it's with a Y, or it's with an I. I'm not sure. S-I-B-I-A-N? Sibian? Can you ask Google?
Oh, yeah. S-Y-B-I-A-N?
S-Y-B-I-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a good business.
Yeah. That's just,
Saying.
That's legit as fuck.
Think about it. Then you take that money, you go tour,
whatever. You've always had this mind.
That's what I want my podcast to be.
To create something.
Come up with a business or a product with a comedian and then take a month to see if we can make it a thing. Most times
you're good
come,
with
it'd
that.
Be fun.
But
it
you
fun.
Still, you'd have a whole bunch
Send
of business.
Send me a date night.
Wow.
San Antonio's doing it.
Wow. Do they have video? Okay. It's an actual site, of course. Yeah. And the site starts off with women with their mouths open. Uh-huh. And then it shows, it goes down and I guess it describes. Oh, look at that. It's just got a knot and the plastic over it on top. Okay,
it's
covered.
Called the Sibian Safety Shield.
Oh, look at that. The Sibian Safety Shield, two-piece safety. All right, system combined. Safety and comfort. Nice.
Yeah, they wash and sanitize it.
That is good. It looks okay.
That's just a motorcycle.
Is it just a motorcycle? Or do they have it on top of the motorcycle?
Oh.
And it comes with oils? Oh, look, you get two of them. You get one with a little nubby.
That's wine.
One has that's wine. Oh.
Oh, they're doing $99 and overnight.
Oh, look at that. That's a satisfied customer right there. That's what that is, because you're coming to the end of it. They want to show you, look.
I mean, they had a hair like that.
Yeah. She's all tossed up and shit and all jostled.
That should be
jostled
offended.
That's a good word for this right here, jostled.
That's when they want to have a natural hair woman on there.
Yeah, right towards the end. Look, black girls like it too. And boom. Selling
crazy
point.
After sex hair.
Selling point. Yeah. She probably got gang banged by a whole bunch of white people, and that was
too much.
That's not the ones I look for, Gigi.
Oh, that's Southern Cal, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to start this business.
That is, man. Are you into Dancing Bear?
No, it's Dancing Bear, my friend.
Have you never seen Dancing Bear?
No.
Oh, Dancing Bear is where basically they bring a guy with a bear head on and his dick out, and he just dances around a room usually full of white women, and some of them suck his dick along the way, and boom, Dancing Bear. And he does a whole lots of parties. Yeah, and that's just like that could be another thing right there. If you can find they got a whole bunch of burlesque people that.
Wait, did you see the barber in Atlanta?
The barber,
the naked barber in Atlanta.
The naked bar. I have seen that.
Yeah. Oh! My new kink. We talked about it at Bingo. So we started talking about Bingo. Is massage porn on Instagram? Have you seen this shit yet?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, massage you got porn people on at Instagram? Home, loyal listeners. Yeah. So it's these guys like Troy Time Touch and Mr. Pure Relief. It's a hard word for me to say.
Guys that take fruit and stuff and lick it and shit?
No. Oh. They do massages.
Uh-huh.
They're massage therapists, all the air quotes in the world.
Right, right. All of the air quotes in the world, okay.
But they get very personal.
That's not it? No, that's is that a boy butt?
No, that's a girl butt. Okay. That's a girl butt. I'll put up my Instagram and immediately goes to
immediately goes to just ass in the air. Nice.
Let me see. Troy, I'm sure you Troy Time Touch.
Yeah.
So they do, they're massage therapists. But they do like sensual massage.
Uh-huh. Sensual.
I'm trying to find you a video to really show you what's going on. Oh, here we go.
All right.
Sensual. I'm going to keep the volume off for the people at home. Sorry.
There you go.
Got the music going though.
Sensual massages.
How do I need to open it. All right.
There you go. Massage sensual.
Yeah, so then women are paying them $300 a pop for these massages.
Oh, just basically rub my
ass. Oh my god. If y'all don't understand. So just, I found out I'm not the only person that's watching these.
Need my butt meat as you rotate your knuckles.
First of all, y'all don't understand how much tension is held in the hips and the butt.
Is this what you need?
Yeah, it's what everybody needs.
This is what everybody needs.
So I'm not the only person that watches these. Like I watch these every night to go to sleep.
I
can feel it.
I watched Dr. Like, Sandra Lee to go
it's
to
like
sleep.
how the kids watch people play with toys and then they satisfy
and then smush it together.
Oh my god,
smush it together.
That's all I ever needed.
What
I'm getting one
mean?
Of these for my birthdays.
Alright, I guess.
Put an elbow in my butt cheek.
Get you an elbow grease through it. I see this.
Oh
this
my
looks
god.
This Look, looks pretty
you have
comfortable.
Pick it up, rotate it out.
Pick it up and rotate it.
Oh my god, I can't even
that
imagine what that
looks like.
Feels.
Looks like a ball joint.
I don't
it's
understand.
Like you just try to.
Boy, I can feel it just watching it. Oh my god.
You trying to take apart your A-frame on your car. That's what the ball joint looks like.
So there's a bunch of. Is there some women that do it too?
Hey. This is you gotta sit like this to rub my hands? We have to sit like wait.
From that, you got to get the proper Ayurvedic.
We got to get the right element. This
yeah,
is
you gotta,
you're pretty you, close to like
no,
basically
be
dry
there.
Humping.
He has to be there to release.
We are dry humping right
the
now.
The pressure point.
Oh, there's no pressure the points pressure being point. Released. This is like this is what we would do if it was fucking. Hey, I
no,
see
but
what you did,
that's
sir.
Not what you all do. That's not what you all do.
What?
It's not.
Who doesn't do that?
But people do, which
why?
Is why women are paying.
Well, see, that's where the problem lies. That's when they didn't really. That's why, because they don't run into no real niggas.
So he done got him this big girl. He been doing big girls a lot lately.
That's a big girl right there. That is a big girl. Gee.
There's another one. It's a new one.
Christ have mercy. Because
but they paying them.
Everybody, what? Of course. Oh, my.
And then they let them film goodness. It.
I can't. I don't know.
He be
the
so,
wave.
So the first guy I showed you, he do
man.
A raffle every
looks
month.
Looks like elephantitis.
A raffle every month, uh-huh. And people pay like $10 to be in the raffle, and then he fly you out to Vegas if you pick. They just throw money away in hopes of this.
Well,
this
he's
guy
getting
going
his
around
meat
tour.
Sucked right now.
No,
that'd have been right. Something. That'd have been.
They all say that they're not intimately involved with these women.
Sure. Who cares? All right.
But
sure you're not.
How big is her butt?
It's really big.
It's sitting up like
I don't
four.
Even know what this is right here. I don't even know if
it's
this is like. No, no, no. Is it her butt or is it her hip? That's
it's
gotta
hip
be her
and
hip.
Butt.
It's hip and butt?
I think
like,
he's liking
so where
that
is
one.
The rest of the butt?
It would be here.
What?
Your people at home can't see this. So this is what I woke up to today, and I was like, what's happening?
That's a thigh. That's a lot of thigh meat right there.
Yes.
That's nothing but thigh meat. It is all.
Why is he licking his lips? He liked it. He liked the big girl.
Because that's exactly. Oh man, he. Of course, I'm pretty sure some of them. Although are that feel good out. Though. If I'm pretty sure it's if they're paying feel. That much, like, I'm pretty sure they're throwing dick out.
I feel
it
when I watch it. I feel.
I'm pretty sure they're throwing some dick out. Nah, that's good. If you gonna let this get filmed, yeah, no, definitely you throwing some dick.
The
out
other guy is, has a fans only page, and I'm trying
only
not
fans.
To. I'm trying very
that's,
hard
that's
to
for all the slut freaks. I know
I'm trying
a lot
so hard not
fans.
To watch it.
And I've found a lane on
yeah,
goddamn Snapchat.
One. This is the one we show at Bingo, yeah.
I found a lane on Snapchat where just everybody's selling pussy. I'm like, damn, they're selling pussy on Snapchat. Had no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they just
it is called there. Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not Snapchat.
Snapchat? No, Snapchat.
Oh, my yeah. God. You, do you not feel when he went up the... It's I'm
no,
sorry.
I mean, I do shit. I do massages like that my damn self.
Well, then make your money, Kyle. Make your money.
I didn't know there was a lane
you
for like this.
You got the abs for it?
Man, she ain't got no drawers on at all.
This is the one that when you put it between, put the booty cheek between the elbows. This is my thing. Now, before my Instagram pic,
he rubbed, pimple pop he rubbed it. definitely through her pussy. Through her pussy meat. He definitely rubbed through that. Look, boom, that's where that hand went. You see that? Hey,
it did not.
Hey, who
would you let
who,
your
lady
get a massage?
Fuck no, we are fighting. Are you
they
serious?
They do it in tandem,
so you can get yeah. The fuck out of my face.
It's
Gigi.
Two men. Are you two men? Is oiling?
They
you
definitely
up.
Dipping balls in mouths right now.
No, they not. It's
oh
just,
my god,
you need that type of self care.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
No, No. I'm pretty sure you can find this on Pornhub.
It's not. I wish. And then sometimes he does
Only
it with a woman.
Page?
I'm trying to. Oh, here we go.
OnlyFans?
No, he don't have the other guy. Troy Tom Touch has the OnlyFans page.
Huh.
Now,
yeah.
See, her services, I think, going too far. Because why she got to have a thong on?
Yeah. What?
To do the massages.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be on for long.
So she have her own thing she do with the brothers. And sometimes.
There's a whole
ladies,
lane. There's yeah. A whole lane for this.
There's a whole lane of this massage
is,
porn.
This is all it takes. That's
mainly
all it takes
out of Atlanta.
Just to find your niche.
Maybe
and
out
then
of Atlanta.
We are still out here like, damn, why what we do don't work?
Why is we poor?
Yeah.
Her this videos start with here. Her thong. Like, this is ridiculous.
This simple.
Look at this. Look at the views.
Of course.
And then she teach a...
And then you're going to get into people's feet. People, they got fetish porns about people's feet. All right.
Yeah, so... That's what we do in life. I wanted, that's what I need to do now.
I wanted to make
future.
A game.
Make a game.
I wanted to.
I think somebody tried to. I think somebody stole my shit here.
What?
I don't recognize her, but I think she used to come to a spontaneous show. I need to show you. Somebody came up with this card, this game called. Is it Bing? Oh, naughty. Whatever. They sell it at Dynamo. It's a burlesque comedian from New Orleans who created it. It's pretty much I've Never, but with little bingo cards in it. And they got the shit printed and boxed up, and they sell it.
Huh.
And you know my memory's bad, so I don't recognize the broad. But I feel like she came to bingo. I feel like... Exactly. I'm gonna find it.
Well, my game has nothing to do with bingo. My game is a different game. God damn it. I wanted to create a hangman, an adult hangman game called Hungman. And basically, it's I guessed you would play it like Hangman, but you would guess like erotic things or like porn star names or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then when you lose, instead of like a guy being hanged, so I draw a big old dick on the fucking on the board, and boom, it's Hungman. That's the end. The end is when you lose, boom, you get the dick. Don't hang, man.
I'm thinking. I'm streamlining this game. I'm trying to see if we could try it tomorrow.
You think so?
I'm trying to see if I can try it tomorrow, bingo. Because I think, like, you still draw the hangman, but you do it in a faster way so that you also have to add the dick.
Yeah, no, it's still a stick figure. It's a stick figure, but then you draw a dick. You draw a meaty dick. Just however I feel like drawing a dick. So you just want to draw dicks, Kyle? It's hangman. This is what happens. You get the dick if you lose. I mean, you ain't got to put it like that. I guess we can make it more family-oriented.
No. It's not going to be family-oriented.
Couples be aware type of situation. But, yeah. All right. This has been good? Yeah.
Oh, you know I make whips now.
Yeah. Is that your thing? I think I did hear about this.
Yeah, they're trigger-free whips.
Because
I see something that said, like, somebody was a fifth-generation whip maker, and I was like, excuse me? Because that means, why is your family, what?
Because
a lot of bondage stuff has some roots in things that we probably don't want to talk about.
Uh-huh. What you think about it? Fifth generation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I am making whips that have nothing to do with slavery.
Uh-huh.
It's just all freak. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once you get those made, let them know where they can find you and maybe.
I'm going to make 10 for Crew de Vue. I'm trying to get my friend to send me some leather from Ghana. But I'm going to make 10 and I'm going to sell them at Crew de Vue.
Do you have a website?
I need to make one today. That's what I was going to do today.
Okay. Now you have to. I mean, not that this is coming out anytime soon, but you have to make one now.
I believe I already own GenevaJoy.com, so.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, let everybody else know where else they can find you at, then.
At GenevaJoy on Instagram.
There you go.
There we go. That's it.
That it is. All right, everybody. God damn it. This has been a fun fucking time. Oh, man. I think you are my last of the day.
How many did you do?
Two. Just you and somebody else. And then, yeah. So, what Joker would you be if you'd be a Joker?
What?
Joker?
The big Joker.
No, it did the big Joker. You went straight to spades. What the hell?
What else are you talking about?
Joker in like the movie Batman and Joker.
More
and
Joker. Than one Joker?
Yeah, I mean more than one rendition of a Joker.
Oh, like the actor? Who, yeah. Oh, I don't care.
Pick a Joker. Just pick a Joker. What Joker do you know about the most?
The one on the cartoon?
There you go. The Mark Hamill Joker?
See, you go too deep.
There you go.
Too deep.
That's all you need. She'd be the Mark Hamill Joker, you guys. All right, you guys. I've been a Monocle Man. This is Kyle Smith. Y'all have a good time. This has been Tell Me a Joke.
Guideline of
chasing
a
dream. You haven't needed to. Don't you just hate that when people ask you to tell me a joke? That's why I call this. Just because as comedians, that is the worst thing to tell us. And as soon as you tell me a joke, fuck you. How about that? That's how we feel. That's how we always feel inside. It's like my jokes don't work that way. They don't work that way at all.